Good morning. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. Please give us your name and tell us where you're from.
I'm Burlington, Westminster, Burlington, Little Rock, Washington.
Good morning from Little Rock.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Anybody else with us yet?
What question is that?
I was supposed to ask you a question, but I'm at a senior moment.
And now you can't remember it. I know that feeling. Good morning. Please tell us where you're from.
Good morning, Chair. This is Margaret from Plano, Texas.
Good morning. Good morning. Please give us your name and tell us where you're from.
My group this morning.
Margaret, would you just go ahead and have 2 points?
Sure.
Actually, go ahead and carry on the conversation. It's taking
with my dog, right? Good morning. Who do we have on the call this morning? We have some beef, but some silent participants. Advanced Lifestyle Call on Monday, and we're glad to have you.
Well, how have you been doing, Mark, doing like that?
I've been doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm trying to find some information about osteoarthritis and more about different, either the Neekin products or this program.
With the Neekin products, we have the calcium plus, and we also have the pack. Now, the calcium plus is or your calcium intake. The Neekin packets give you your overall balance, and the two are very, very important. As far as the food intake we're doing, you can refer to the chapter in the China study on osteoporosis because he goes into that quite extensively, and the reason.
Well, it's actually osteoarthritis. It's osteoarthritis that I'm dealing with, and I did read about that osteoporosis, but it's actually I'm looking for the osteoarthritis.
I'm sorry. Okay.
What's a whole lot on that?
The pardon? You didn't have a whole lot on that.
A lot on the No.
Yeah. Well, It's only because it covers all the basics, and he is lumping some of them, instead of going into each one separately, he is lumping them together because it's the overall balance of the body, as well as the available, not only the available of what you need, but the availability to be absorbed by the body. And animal product slows down or actually eliminates the absorption of it because it's not available to the body because of the acidic condition of the body. And the animal, anything animal is going to create an acid condition in our body, where anything that's fruits, vegetables, and grains is going to promote an alkaline diet. Now, there's varying degrees of that, and I don't want to get into that at this point, so we're just getting set up here, but let's see how we can get more information to you. Please email me, dennychar@comcast.net, and direct you to some more material to read also. And it's going to be a good question for Wednesday night on the call that the corporation does when they cover when they're covering the product. 6 p.m. Wednesday night, you can go to the website and find that information also. Another one is the Focus on Growth has a CD that's called Wellness Consultants Resource CD that is like an encyclopedia.
I have that.
Okay. Have you checked that one?
Thanks.
Okay.
I've just recently been diagnosed that I need a hip replacement, so I need to get back on there and check that out.
Okay. Good morning. I want to check if Dennis is with us yet. Is Dennis Bryant with us yet? Okay, I'm not hearing. Anyway, good morning. You have joined the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and we're here to give you information on what is best for our bodies, is utilizing the great technologies that NECAN has provided for us, as well as maybe what we're putting in our mouth might help and make a difference, too. Is Lynn with us on the call?
Yes.
Good morning, Lynn. Well, I don't hear Dennis yet. He's coming right on, so he'll be with us in just a couple of seconds.
Good morning, Shaw. This is Way. Reporting my points. I got an 8-9 on Saturday.
Oh, good for you, Way. I'm going to be muting everybody out in just a moment here, and we'll get rolling. And Dennis will be on the screen. We'll be very quickly. In a summer vacation mode here this week. Dan, it's so good to have you on the call.
Thank you.
Especially hear from you from Santa Rosa, spending some quality time with your family down there and a new grandbaby.
Yes. One of the joys of the Freedom Lifestyle when we were pulling out from home yesterday, I go, wow, isn't it fun? We can go on a Sunday and stay till Wednesday. Other people can't do that.
And avoid all that traffic?
Yes, it's wonderful.
How much better can that get, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, that's absolutely great. Well, we're just excited to hear what you have for us this morning. And
I'm here, Sean.
Okay, Dennis, good morning. Well, this morning, this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and we're so pleased to have you all with us. And
presentation mode is now enabled.
A short pause there, excuse me. And so this morning, we have a very special guest, but before we get rolling, I just want to let our guests know that are listening that this call is designed to give you information on the latest nutritional information as well as the incredible technology developed to help us live a better, higher quality of life. And we have just recently discovered some information that's new to us. It's definitely not new in the world by any means, but new to us on how we can take another step forward in our health. And the person that I have with you this morning is Lynn Gilman, who was the lady that introduced me 5 years ago, or well over 5 years ago now, to what we put together, Ruth and I, as what we called the lifestyle program. It was based on Barry Sears' program, The Zone. And I just thank her immensely for doing that because that took me a step much closer to having more control of my life as far as weight management, energy, all of that, exercise. And Lynn, give us a little, but we found another step that's even moving us further down that road. And so we're going to spend the bulk of our time on that. But I want to have Lynn share with you just a little bit of her background and actually even how she came into NECAN. Lynn, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and include Ron in that also.
No, sure. My background is, my education is as a teacher, and then I did that for a few years, long time ago. And Ron was a practicing dentist, and we pretty much grew up and married and first lived in Southern California, and then in, let's say, 78, when our children were just studying grammar school and so forth, we decided we wanted a different change of lifestyle and a healthier lifestyle, more rural and out of the big city and out of the smog and so forth. So we moved up to Redding, California. We were up north and very involved in dentistry and so forth up there. And Ron started a practice up there. And then after a few years, in the early 80s, I don't even know exactly why, but we moved to Santa Rosa. I think it was the recession and all that, that seemed like Redding was going through the some financial downtime, and so I guess we thought the financial grass would be greener in Santa Rosa. So we were in Santa Rosa for a few years, and while we were in Santa Rosa, I'm going to get to NECAN in a little bit, because we weren't introduced to NECAN yet, but we were introduced to Dr. McDougall. It was long before NECAN, and because he's in the Santa Rosa area, and we would listen to him every day on the radio. He had a little half-hour self-program, and the more you listened to him, the more it was making sense about cutting out all the animal products and, you know, just all the statistics he had and how he came to that conclusion and all the health benefits and so forth. And so we got his books and started reading that, and we changed and started eating that way. And he has a big influence in this area. And it wasn't too long until there were a lot of other people doing it too. And in fact, a lot of the restaurants started having little inserts in their menu that said McDougall approved dishes, recipes, or menu items. And so that made it fun, and a few of our other friends started being on it too, so it was easier to stay on it here. And then my mom was getting Alzheimer's, and she lived up in Redding, and just some other things were going on, and so we decided we needed to go back to Redding, and we wanted to go back to Redding because we were kind of missing that lifestyle after all. So we, we were at Santa Rosa, I think, 8 years, and then we moved back to Redding in the early 90s. By then, the kids were out of high school and so forth, and as it turned out, my mom did have Alzheimer's, and I didn't need to take care of her. So when we got back to Redding, I don't know what happened to McDougall diet, but we just kind of got off of it because nobody else was doing it, and it was difficult to stay on. I mean, Redding's pretty redneck area. Everybody's eating there. Some potatoes and stuff, and so I don't know. We just kind of got off.
It's amazing what your environment is, how it affects.
Oh yeah, and your friends, and you know,
support,
dinners and stuff like that. You know, it just was not that easy. We just slowly drifted off of it, but we remembered how good we felt, and how we'd lost some. About 10 pounds each, you know, when we were eating that way and so forth, but anyway, it went by the wayside. In the meantime, well, after we moved back to Redding, it wasn't long and we were introduced to NECAN. And we were introduced by an old friend we'd known in Southern California years and years and years ago, and moved up to Washington State. Turns out he was Dr. Carol Guth's brother. We didn't know her, but we'd known him for many years because we were at the same church years ago. And anyway, he introduced us to Meekin, and when he came down to show us Meekin, he brought Benny with him and Nick, one of your sons. And that's how we got acquainted with you guys. And then, of course, we became really good friends. Wendell ended up not really doing anything, but he sponsored his sister. Anyway, she became our sponsor eventually, and that's how we met Dr. Carol, which was really neat that that happened. And I think what the first time we met Benny, of course, he, they just rolled our backs and told the stories, and we had our moms over there, and they both had hip surgeries and so forth, and they rubbed them with Magboys and all this stuff, and they had different symptoms go away, and so that kind of got our attention, and so that's how we got into Meekin. And the reason why we stayed into Meekin was because of you and Danny Shar, because you guys would call us and see how we were doing, if that you guys could help, and you came down and helped us so many times, and Dennis Williams came several times, and that's really why we got going, because Dennis showed Ron one of his checks, and that really opened his eyes to what was possible, so the dream began. And we saw the value of the products and we started sharing it, but I was still really realizing we weren't eating right. You know, when we were eating healthy before, we weren't eating right. And so I was kind of looking for some things that we could do to eat properly that maybe not be quite as strict as well with the vegan on the keto. I was trying to think of who introduced me to the same books with Dr. Barry Sears, but I don't remember who it was. But anyway, we read those books and we started eating that way, and boy, that felt, you could tell the difference again. We're feeling really good, and weight was coming off again, and gosh, I was just telling everybody I knew, you should read the Zen books. It's just really good. It's really healthy, and that's what I told you, Shar.
Well, that was a great discovery because we had, and Lynn is always so humble and never wants to take credit for the amount of information that was given to us in starting the program and going on into more information on how to put together the whole package of what we started with lifestyle and being our 10 points and the items that we work on every day, not only our 5 points for the meals, but the quality of sleep that we get, our water intake, our nutritionals, our exercise, and I just left one out. And what one was it?
Anyway. Well, I think it was a perfect timing because by the time I was introduced to and I started being a Zen, and I told you about it, by then, you know, the water had come out, the nutritionals had improved, the cardio strides that were out had just come out, and it was like everything came together. And I remember when I first told you about the Zen and you looking into it, you just thought, oh my gosh, now we have all the pieces.
The one I left out was the journaling, which is always my shortcoming on doing my totaling, my tracking. But anyway, that was the beginning and the foundation of realizing that it was much easier if you had a scorecard and if we had things in order to do. And Ruth was responsible for doing the writing on that. When this book came across my desk, The China Study, I was amazed. And Carol Guth played a big important part for me with that because I called her and said, going to have to help us or help me. I don't know whether this is a track that we should be looking at or not, because it was so different for me to think about, even though I had done some of that way back when, not as nearly as structured as what you did with McDougal's lens, but, you know, had a taste of it and had not eliminated the dairy part of it. Well, what have we found out about the dairy part of it, Lynn?
Yeah. I find it really fascinating that we've come full circle. From we were on the right track years ago and got away from it, but it all makes even more sense now. We were just kind of, I don't know, we just did it because we had the coaching of Dr. McDougal himself and just took what he said, but now we know a lot more. And with our, just the wellness education that we get, and we can anyway, is priceless. And then when you add eating properly along with it, we have the best of the best. And
it's not just Dr. McDougal and Dr. Campbell. Now we realize there have been thousands of tests done that simply incredibly back this. It's not a question. It's like what we've heard many times over. It is what it is. There is no refuting. People may try, but when you go through the bulk of information that's out there, our bodies aren't designed based in the amount of animal product that the average American eats right now. And when we look at the rest of the world, I love that one number in one of the doctors that supports this, Dr. Esselstyn's book, more recent book, and that is of the 5.5 billion people on the earth, 4 billion are eating a plant-based diet and are minus the diseases we have in this country, the major diseases. Could that be a pretty significant test number?
Oh, yeah. And, there was just an article in our local newspaper in Reading the other day, and it was under a heading of International Health. And it was just a small article. It should have been put on the front page. And it said that maybe other people thought around the country, women in, where was it? Kenai. They followed 3,000 women, and 50% of them now are getting breast cancer because they're moving more to a Western diet. And getting away from the soy and vegetable diet.
We need to do something about this. Other people copying us now and creating the same problems in their countries that we have had?
Yes, and that's really sad.
Why don't you tell us a little bit how simple this is? Because, you know, people say to me, my gosh, what do I eat? It's like there's nothing left to eat. No, there's lots to eat. It's fruits, vegetables, and grains, and seeds and nuts. And we need a little bit of balance. In fact, I know you can even address that, Lynn, as to the balance. We don't want to get overboard. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and involve some recipes or just kind of a menu plan of what your breakfast might look like and what lunch might look like for us?
Okay, my just getting back into eating is where at first I felt like, what you just described, like, okay, how do I do this? Because it's been so long since we ate that way, I forgot, you know? So I dug my McDougal books back out and started, looking at recipes in books and so forth, and now that I've got back into it, it's not that hard. It just seems hard at first because it's so different. Some of the things I like about it that's actually easy is you can cook up, a bunch of brown rice or any other grain and it keeps pretty well in the refrigerator. I don't season it or anything like that, so that it's ready to just get a cup full or whatever and put in something. Or you've made some vegetable something and you want to put it on top of rice. So it's just always there. Another thing is keeping some potatoes. They're that, like those little red potatoes with the skins on and stuff. Those are great. Keeping those. Few of those cooked up and in the refrigerator. They're great to just mash up or pop up and add with most anything. You know, going to Costco and getting those organic field greens in the big container, how easy is that for a salad? You just grab a handful and then start putting other things on top of it. And the other thing I've noticed, things keep well, the refrigerator, things freeze well. And so if you make a little extra than what you're going to eat for that meal, the leftovers are great, hot or cold. And everything goes with everything else. You can mix the strange things together, and that all tastes good. It's almost getting fun. And what was really interesting is when we first got back to doing this, Ron, he tends towards hypoglycemia. So if he doesn't get enough protein or eat often enough, he just will get a bad headache and so forth. So the first 3 days we were doing this, he felt terrible. He had a headache, and he goes, I can't do this. And I said, well, how do you do this? I don't know, but I can't do this. And I don't feel good. And I said, okay, that's fine. I'll just fix you a little bit of a meat if I need to. And so the first few days I'd give him just, I had a few chicken breasts that were cooked up, and in the freezer I'd, put a little tiny bit of meat on his. But then, the next week I was like not giving him any meat and giving him more to eat, putting more on his plate and making sure that he ate often enough and not to wait too long. That's the other thing we realized. We didn't have the reserves. When we're hungry, we've got to eat now. And it wasn't long till one night we were sitting at dinner and we had this real colorful dinner with stuff, and he goes, you know what? This is really good. I'm really enjoying this. So he's on it now. And then when we were a week ago, we were at the Tahoe just relaxing for a week, and he finally read the China study cover to cover, word for word, underlining, and he just was amazed. In fact, he's standing right here. Do you mind if I let him tell you his impressions of reading the book?
I would love to have that.
Okay, here's my husband, Dr. Ron Gilman.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Charlie. Oh, my gosh. It was so much, it was so good reading the China study. With a background and reading the studies and all, it was so neat to see a scientific study where the guy doesn't have anything to gain other than just really helping humanity. And, the hundreds and hundreds of studies and documentations that he had, not to mention the 880 million people in China. Oh, my gosh, just what he had to share, and then it really brought back into memory what we had been part of for 3.5 years, eating the McDougal diet, and wow, just getting back on that has just really been absolutely phenomenal. So I, of course, was very impressed with it, was in the China study, and then also just kind of looking back as we have now with McDougal and stuff, just it is just wonderful to be able to be eating really properly, looking forward to the kinds of meals that we're having and the energy that comes from it. Oh, my gosh, it's just really great. And we're starting all of that was really the body balance, being able to lose 23 pounds in about 2.5 months, and then maintaining, which has really been cool. And, of course, now sliding into really being a vegan again and enjoying the organic fruits and vegetables that we're getting primarily. It is just really outstanding. So I was just really impressed with the background of the study, the research that was done in it, and just really recommending it to other people now. anybody has any kind of cancer or heart disease, it's really evident, isn't it? Just the direct causative factor of the American diet and the dairy and all that's just so related to that. So
what we accept, Ron, is what the media and, you know, all the advertisement, all the different fields that have money to make on this, being the way it is in this country. And so would you just, thinking about it now, would you just address a little bit about where you the timing of this as far as the nation and what maybe people are looking for, they don't even realize they're looking for?
Oh, sure, you just said it, absolutely. It's so sad. You know, we go to the gym at least three times a week, and as primarily women that are coming in to lose weight, it's so sad to see these people that, whose lifestyles have been damaged by the excesses that we have, and not even realizing going to fast food and eating all the stuff that's so bad for us, you know, all the fats and salts and sugars and those kinds of things, all the refined food that we're being told, and then of course the super size me, you know. My gosh, and here are the people in their boardrooms, and all you have to do is to listen to and read Paul Wayne Pilger and realize he was there in the boardrooms and they were talking about the bottom line, and they didn't care if somebody's lifestyle was being destroyed by eating the foods and all the children who would all of a sudden be getting ADD and ADHD and autism and all the other things that have just really been taking a big part in destroying our culture too. It's just we're really destroying ourselves hand to mouth, and it's very, very sad. And here comes the China study. Here comes the recognition that this isn't just some kind of way out. In our area in California, when you think of vegans, you think of San Francisco, and you think of the weirdness and the oddities, and yet it's like now, I think because of the China study, we're coming mainstream, and people are starting to realize, hey, this is the way people used to eat, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, and it's about time we got our bodies back into the kind of situation where we can have quality life and quality lifestyle and be able to live out our days enjoying life rather than having to be in a nursing home or something of that sort. Maybe not either one of us want to do it. We watched our mom, who I'm sure many of you have too, have loved ones that are either in or have been and are creeping dementia or creeping Alzheimer's. I'll tell you, that isn't in my book, and as I read the China study, it sure shows me and our experience with vegetarianism 15, 20 years ago, and feeling so good, and we're feeling so good, I feel great now, and I love to eat, and you know, it brings out in the book, Char, how your taste sensations when you start eating a plant-based diet, how you start to sense so many other great tastes, and I'm doing that, and of course Luna's really enjoying cooking, and I'm great at making the shakes, but she's great at cooking, and I'm great at eating, so that's who we are.
Well, I know Lynn referred to it on an email she sent me. We're looking at another perfect storm and looking at what the populace of the United States as well as spreading to the other countries are as far as our businesses are concerned. And so what kind of a response are you finding when you bring up the subject? I know I stay away from the word vegan. I like to just move into it with, well, I'm eating a plant-based diet.
Yeah, we're using the word vegan, you know, that people are really, you know, recognizing that we're just eating a dairy along with our plant-based diet. But as you share it with people, it brings up the high eyebrows, it brings up, you know, oh, no kidding, when they see this and they recognize this, it's just like sharing the can with people. Some people get it, some people don't get it, but anyway, we're just sharing from our hearts, and it's where it is, and we're watching the can grow, and we're watching our bodies not grow as fast as they were doing in the past. So it really is a perfect storm. And I see this, I don't know about you guys, but now when you see the other researchers and all with really high quality, I think we've missed a new era in North America, and don't you just sense everybody's looking for a way out, and along with the products that we have with NECAN, what a great way to be able to save our nation. I'm going to put in the phone in front of you if you're still there.
Yes, I am. You say you know, two parts, they get it or they don't get it, or they don't get it quite as fast is what I'm finding there, that third level, because I think without exception, everyone that I have talked to and then gone back to it, they say, they look at me and ask me, and especially when they see Kenny and what he has lost, are you guys still doing that? And ask questions like, how's your energy? Do you make it through the day? And want me to describe a little bit about it. And then the next point is, I think I need to get that book. And speaking of the book, Focus on Growth has a great package of the book put together, along with the recording of the interview that Ruth Williams did with Dr. Colin Campbell. So don't miss that. It comes free, that DVD, or CD rather, excuse me, comes free with the China Study book as well as with the Paco book, four books. And boy, I just believe that the educational process is so necessary here. And I know Lynn and Ron, both being readers and both being professionals, Lynn, I think you're back on. Or is that Ron still there with me?
I'm here.
Okay, you're there. Would agree with me on that. And the way Ron backed that up, once he read the book, you can read a lot of other things about it, but once you study the book, how would you like to sum that part up? To add in about this.
Just a second, my phone's breaking up. I think I'm going to walk outside where I'm on my cell phone.
Okay. Anyway, I know the difference once I got through that. Even looking at other pieces, the necessity to realize the importance, the incredible importance that we're doing every time we open our mouth. And that also includes a lot of process. There's a ton of process stuff out there. And I need to hit on the fast food. I'm going to call them fast food. I'm going to call them fake food because that's what I understand Dr. McDougall does. Fake soy food products in the grocery stores. There's tons of them, aren't there?
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be including those as a regular part of our diet. I mean, that should be a very seldom occasion to use some of those products that are so, again, overprocessed. Now, tofu and some of the natural things that have been used for generations, centuries,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't fall into that same category. Am I right, Lynn?
Right. Ron has one more thing he wanted to say.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Hi, Shar, again. One of the things when we were very early into this, we were doing the McDougall diet, as we call it, plant-based diet, it became evident to some of our friends that they were not feeling as good after about 3 years, which fits right in the mold of what Pat Campbell talks about and what McDougall talks about and so many others. It turned out it was just really not having enough B12. And so one of our friend's doctors said, well, you just got to eat some animal food in order to get the B12, and I already talked him into going off the plant-based diet, which was really sad. And now when I look at this and we're into it again, it's really exciting. You know, McDougal says you need 5 micrograms as well of B12, and in our Kenjin pack, when you look under the vitamin B12, it's like 700 micrograms. My gosh, we get plenty of B12 now, which has really been the classic argument against plant-based foods. So just thought I'd share that with you. It's something that I always thought in my mind, well, doctor was right, if there wasn't enough B12 in our diet, we really need to get it. And here we're getting it just naturally with NECAN in our organic fruits and veggie nutrition. So isn't that exciting?
Yes, That is very exciting, and I did the same thing you did, and that was go right to the box and look at the labeling and the breakdown to see that same thing that my doctor told me exactly what you just said, Ron, in person, in front of him. He said, you're going to have to come in for shots. And I'm going, oh, that's kind of a scary thing. And he's a naturopath.
Oh, my goodness, isn't that crazy?
But he doesn't know our products. Like, we know our products, see? There's the total education is what we have to have available to us to understand what we need to be doing with our bodies.
Yeah, and where is he going to get the material for the shots? Surely he's going to be getting the material to be drawn from an animal-based product. So he's injecting it with that, which really counteracts the whole effect, and you start getting some of the other stuff that we don't want to get from the animal-based diet. That we have all those pages in Campbell's book telling us that we don't want to hack our bodies.
You are so right, you know, and in doing that, it's just, you know, if we get into this vicious circle that we don't want to get in, so we have to be pretty astute in looking into details of how you're covering this, is what I would say. So, Ron, do you have a summary, and then I want a summary point or a thought that would make this simple for people, that would give them the urgency to maybe not do it overnight like Jenny and I did. You don't have to do that. But you can do it step by step and gradually. And your illustration was beautiful of that. You weren't sure about it at the very beginning. How you went through some of this, how you thought as far as where you are today and thinking about ever going back to where you were before.
You know, Charlie, having been in a plant-based diet for 3 years and feeling really good, and then, we're healthy, we do good, we exercise and that kind of thing. But as the years have gone by, and trying to eat as good as we can and adapt to our social environment, which is potlucks and animal-based foods and all, it is so nice being back on a plant-based diet. You know, I feel good, the energy's there, and I got to show, I think I shared with you, when you went back on this and you were down to the house and then started cooking vegetarian again back from the stuff that you had, I felt absolutely terrible for about 4 or 5 days just eating that. And I think part of it was we weren't eating on a regular basis, but then too, who knows what kind of toxins had built up in my system, you know? And so I think anybody, when they're getting involved with this, you just have to look forward to the fact that very likely you're going to have some kind of, I was getting headaches. I never get headaches. I get headaches, the body feels just absolutely cruddy, you know? And I did not eat, and I feel pretty good. But, if that happens to anybody on the call, anybody listening to this, just recognize, be patient. This is something that's going to be reap great benefits in your life, and then as it reach benefits in your life, and you share with other people, they're going to have great results, too. So here's Lynn, let her summarize.
So you're talking that, one thought on that, Ron, was that you're talking about your body was detoxing, or maybe a nicer way of saying it, was going through a healing crisis to purge things that weren't really good for it to begin with.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Thank you so much.
Lynn, yeah.
Thoughts that you have on any area that might be helpful to other people in starting or things that this may have thought of when Ron was talking?
Well, I think as far as just the helps for people, I think being on these calls and having the support and getting ideas is always helpful. I think that if, you know, somebody's in a really about it, just to, you know, to start slow, just, you know, maybe eliminate the red meat and then gradually keep cutting down the portions of the meat and try having several plant-based meals a week.
And increase those.
And then, start eliminating dairy and just go into it gradually. I mean, we just one day stopped having anything animal-based. That's Cold Turkey did it. But I think it's okay to ease into it, too. I think anytime we make positive changes in the right direction, it's a good thing. And, Ron has come in.
I just wanted to add, in Campbell's work, he talks about, you know, if you're in a situation, social or whatever, where they're serving some animal base or whatever, he says, don't obsess about this. He says, just do a minimum of what you have to do, and then you can get back onto the diet. And Ian McDougall years ago would say, well, whenever you had a birthday or whatever, he said, there's just a time to okay for the body to step away from the plant base to the animal, from the animal base to the, from the plant base to the animal base, you can get back to the plant base. And really get healthy. So.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, guys, both of you, for being with us today. This has just been a great insight and realizing how much time you've put into this in the past and the difference of being there and not being there and then back there with it again has been just a wonderful insight for all of us, I know. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
And in closing, I just want to say we've enjoyed this time, and I want to also thank our regular support group that are on the call with us on a daily basis, and our everybody's commitment to this program, and also to our guests for taking the time out of their busy schedule today to attend and listen and learn and be able to not only help themselves and their level of health, but we just ask that you pass the information on to those people that are close to you. If you have any questions or comments, please direct them to the person that invited you to this call. If they don't have the answers, they will certainly get them for you. And if you have missed part of it or want to share it with your friends, this will be posted on focusongrowth.com website shortly, within a few hours. Janice and Nancy will have that up for us, and it's on the front page, their homepage, left column at the very bottom. It'll say Advanced Lifestyle Call, and it'll have today's date posted on it, which is what's today's date? About the 15th, I think. 16th, thank you, of July, and it will be there for you to listen to. You can also get a CD if you need to pass it on to your friends. So, this is Char Rogers closing out this call, another great call, and have a wonderful day, and please join us again for this most important journey. Thank you.